Hello, everybody. Welcome to the MTG Place podcast. I'm your host, Corey. I'm here by myself today. We're just going to be spitballing some random thoughts and stuff just because I want to get an episode out to you. Today's episode, though, is brought to you by Zencastr. Zencastr is an all-in-one podcast suite that gives you studio-quality audio and video without needing all the technical know-how. Records each guest locally, then uploads crystal clear audio and video right into the suite so you have high quality raw materials to work with. If you want to try and sign up for Zencastr Pro, we have a promo code zen.ai/the MTG place to get 30% off. So that's pretty cool. We also have a TCG player affiliate link that you can find on our website, mtgplace.net. There's the link there. And we also have a Patreon, so brought to you by you, the Patreons. You can go to patreon.com/mtgplace, check out all of our different tier levels. One of them allows you to play Commander games with us, so that's cool. There's some that gets you merch, and we thank you for the support of everyone that signs up for that. So yeah, anyways, let's see. We had Baldur's Gate come out. I thought that set was pretty cool. The draft of it was all right. There's basically just the one chase card, though, the Ancient Copper Dragon that everyone's obsessed with. So, you know, I did open one of those, which is kind of cool. But, like, now, because Double Masters has been announced, and that's basically what everyone thought Commander Legends was going to be, like, all the Commander reprints that you want. Whereas Baldur's Gate was basically just an extension of the D&D set, which I liked. So I actually liked Commander Legends, even though a lot of people are like, eh, whatever. They're kind of, you know, wallet fatigued and everything. But I don't know, so I liked it. It was a fun draft. You can now get boxes for as low as $80 because everyone's just trying to get rid of them because there's tons of supply of the Commander Legends. So look around, shop around if you need, still want some cards from that. Yeah, and then Double Masters selling for over $300 a booster box, kind of insane. Tons of crazy reprints though, so we're hoping that Imperial Seal drops, Dockside, Smothering Tide, you know, all those type of cards. It'd be really cool if those drop. I'll probably pick some of those up. I'm trying to finish a Corvold deck right now that needs like Dockside Extortionist and stuff. Because, you know, treasures are crazy good, especially right now. Lots of treasure support. Let's see. Magic Arena, they've been doing some cool stuff. They got the Chromatic Cube right now. I've been playing a lot of that. It's pretty fun. I like Cube Draft a lot, especially if you like Limited. They also have Baldur's Gate coming to Arena. That'll be interesting. They're using Alchemy versions of cards, so may be good, may not be good. I don't know. They're going to add, and they're changing about 80 cards and adding and subtracting 80 things, so we'll see what happens with that. I still don't know if they're going to do it just regular draft format where it's like a 40-card deck or if they're going to do it where you draft like a Brawl or a Commander deck, so I don't know how that's going to work. But either way, that'll probably be fun because I like drafting. Been drafting a ton on Arena. Played in a sealed the other day. Went 2-2. That was Nuka Penta though. So, and I, everybody, but just to show how busted Brokers is on Nuka Penta, every single person I played against at the Nuka Penta pre-release was playing Brokers. It was a sealed deck where you just got six packs and every single person was playing Brokers that I played against, which is kind of insane. Like everyone was playing Brokers. There's one person that beat me. I was playing Brokers that splashed one mountain just for Zatora's Envoy, which ended up, that card ended up beating me because he opened two of them, which is insane. They're pretty good hasters. let's see. What else we got? I don't know, what does Magic have in the news right now? Should we just look it up? Let's look up Magic News. Wizards, what do you got going on right now? Magic the Gathering, yo. We all love Magic. It's like a lifestyle, right? Like Magic's totally a lifestyle. Let's see. Love Your Game Store promos. Oh, that's cool. So Love Your Game Store promos, starting with Double Masters, that sweet-ass Sol Ring with the old-school art. If you spend $50 on Sealed Magic in a WPN store, if you live in Minnesota, Lodestone is a WPN store, and I believe Level Up Games just became a WPN store, so you check them out too. So you get the sweet Sol Ring if you got that. Double Masters is having a preview event this weekend, it looks like. July 1st through 7th, WPN Star preview events. Then the 8th is Double Masters launch party. Store championship promos. It's pretty cool. If you participate in any of these events, you can get Bring the Light and Weathered Wayfinder foils. Store championship promos are Flame Slash, Archmage's Charm, and this foil full art Dark Confidant looks sweet. So you have to come in first place, though. So, you know, we'll see. But, yeah, Double Masters looks kind of cool. Let's see. Yeah, Alchemy, Baldur's Gate. Let's see if they say any more on that. Alchemy, Baldur's Gate. Look at the cards. Okay, it doesn't really say much about it. Jump In is coming again. Some more Jump In stuff. Chromatic Cube is on right now, which is awesome. They're going to have a Dragon Brawl on July 14th through 18th in Arena, so that might be all right. For drafts, they got Innistrad Midnight Hunt until July 8th. Then it switches to Crimson Vow. And then they have the Alchemy Horizons Baldur's Gate for Quick Draft and Neon Dynasty. It's kind of cool. The midweek Magic yesterday, or Wednesday, yeah, Wednesday on Arena was Mormyr again, and Mormyr's fun. If you haven't played Mormyr, you can play that on Magic Online. I have some videos on YouTube. You can check us out at NTG Place on YouTube. I usually post all the podcasts there as well, so if you want video versions of the most recent ones we've been doing, we have those on YouTube as well. Let's see, they got the Premier Play schedule and Qualify Play events. It's going to be July 16th, Qualifier Weekends, July 18th, 23rd. It's the same as, like, everybody pretty much. Let's see, we got Double Masters coming to Magic Online. It's kind of cool. So we'll be playing some Magic Online probably. They released a Mana Vault wallpaper you could download for free. That's kind of cool art for your computer here. Let's see. Alchemy Horizons Baldur Gate details. So it's just a mastery pass. Don't care. They delayed Warhammer 4000 until like October for those commander decks. Up in the air whether I'm going to like those or not. You will see. Let's see. Yeah, everything is just about Double Masters. So Double Masters is the hit set everybody wants right now, apparently. Hasn't been a ton of news, really. Other than that, let's see. If you haven't typed in the arena code play SNC, you get 3 packs of Streets of New Capenna. Chromatic Cube is awesome, so check that out if you want to play that. Yeah, so let's see. Let's see what we got there. MTG stocks. This is some finance news. I'm sure there's some crazy shit going on here. So from Baldur's Gate and Double Masters, so June 24th week, let's see, Dragonborn Champion skyrocketed up to $9. That's insane because of all the dragons. Dragon Tempest is $10. What? Okay, Dragon Tempest used to be a dollar or less, and I probably have about 20 of them. Now it's $10 a piece. That's absurd. Desecration Elementals up to $3. Dockside has gone down to $59. I don't know. We'll see if that happens or not. Cheap pickups, Plaguewind, $255. Primeval Titan is only $5. Same with Wandering Archaic. Mystic Speculation's up to $8 because of the Elminster deck. Urborg is at all-time low right now at $34. Same with Ophiomancer is down to $8. So pick those up if you need some of those cards. Yeah, so that sounds cool. But yeah, so thanks for listening to me rant about just random stuff. Here. I just wanted to get something out because it's been a while since we did a podcast. Probably do another one pretty soon on either our Commander deck building guide or, well, probably that. We'll probably be doing that next. Otherwise, I might do a deck tech video, but if I do that, it'll probably just be on YouTube. So check out YouTube. We've been posting some stuff in between podcasts on there as well. Thank you guys so much. Again, check us out on the Patreon. We have a website, mtgplace.net. I just revamped it, so it's minimalistic. You can find what you're looking for a lot easier. It has all of our podcast episodes on there. You can also check us out on YouTube. And again, even the links to the Patreon and the TCG Player affiliate link are on the website, mtgplace.net. We also have Discord you can join, hang out with us, chat with us. If you are a Patreon, you get a Patreon only chat room, so you get priority chat with us if we're busy. Right now it's kind of slow, so anybody can just join in there and chat anyway. But we'll appreciate it, everyone that helps, listens, and supports us. And we'll catch you next time.